This is Pastor Emring. This tape contains three 30-minute radio programs broadcast in May of 1974, part of a larger series on 2 Chronicles 7. These three broadcasts deal exclusively with the plunder of Christendom and the world by international finance, known in the Bible as Assyria, Babylon, and in Revelation 17 and 18 as Mystery Babylon, Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. The subject was briefly introduced on a previous broadcast, then developed on these three.
It's time for America's Promise with Sheldon Emory of Phoenix, Arizona. Sit down with your Bible and listen as Pastor Emory preaches the Word of God, the good news of Christ's kingdom, and Bible truth about the United States of America as foretold in prophecy. This is God's promise to America, that the power and works of God will lead America to read, believe, and obey God's holy command. We pray that these weekly half-hour broadcasts will be used of God to that end. Won't you join us, please? And now, Pastor Sheldon Emory.
Thank you. Yes, this is Pastor Sheldon Emory. I had planned on spending this broadcast this week with the subject of the last part of 2 Chronicles 7:13, the pestilence, or the ill health and disease in this land. But I believe I will save that for next week. That is a tremendous subject, now being recognized by many Americans, that we are a nation of sick people. Millions upon billions of Americans are chronically ill, and diseases that we had not known two and three generations ago are taking millions to an early grave in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. Our Pilgrim fathers in the forests of New England at the time of the founding of America lived into their 80s and 90s. Yet today, supposedly with all our medical advances, our people are dying younger. Longevity, that has been proclaimed as being a great benefit to America, is actually non-existent. What we have seen, of course, is that they have saved a lot of babies from dying at birth or shortly after because of the cleanliness and the availability of doctors in times of trouble. As far as our people living to an older age, that is simply not so. They are not. And, of course, it is because, apparently, we are suffering from the pestilence referred to in the Bible, both in 2 Chronicles 7:13 and also by the Lord Jesus Christ when he prophesied in Matthew 24 of the signs of the end of the age. Famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, and America is suffering from pestilence. Now, we're going to discuss that in detail next week, Lord willing. But I want to continue this week with a little further discussion of how the locusts are eating up this land of America. Locusts we discussed last week, as you remember from the first chapter of Joel, are not the insects, but they are actually people who eat up God's people in America. Read that prophecy in Joel chapter 1 and verse 4, that which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten. That which the locust hath left, hath the canker worm eaten. And that which the canker worm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. Yes, all of America's abundant material wealth that we have had poured out upon us, far and away above any other people of the world, we can now see that it is beginning to disappear. And our people do not know why, they do not understand, and in fact, the news media, by covering up the actual extent of poverty and debt in the land, leaves us with an illusion of wealth which simply is not here. The workers and the producers who are able to produce more than half of the world's manufactured goods every year owe to the moneylenders through their various governmental bodies and their own private mortgages and debts more than all the rest of the world put together. We now owe to the moneylenders more than the assessed value of all the land and buildings in the United States of America. If every worker and producer and small business owner in America were to turn over his assets for the payments of the municipal bonds, state bonds, the federal bonds, and the local bonds and his own private debt, we would all be paupers in this land. We would be serfs and tenants on the continent our fathers conquered. That is the truth of America, the truth that is hidden from the American people. And it is happening according to this prophecy in Joel. I do wish, as I mentioned last week, I had several hours to go through the entire prophecy of Joel, but I do not have it, so we'll have to do it at least in bits and pieces. Before we get back to the prophet Joel, and then to some other information, I want to remind my listeners that the May Packet of Literature has a 20-page booklet which explains how these locusts are eating up America. The title of the booklet is Billions for the Bankers Brings War, Taxes, and Debts to the People. You write and ask for the May Packet of Literature, we'll send you your copy free and postpaid. Along with that, we'll send the May Bulletin, which is my written report of the 2 weeks four of us spent in Washington, D.C. this spring in March. We go there. I've been going there for quite a few years. Every year to spend 2 weeks talking to the men in Congress about the problems America faces and to tell them biblical answers. Yes, we preach the Bible. These men, they need it, perhaps worse than any other body of men in the world. We take it there. And, of course, I did leave a copy of this bulletin, Billions for the Bankers Brings War, Taxes, and Debts to the People, to every person I have spoken to in the congressional offices during the last several years. I wrote that booklet several years ago. But you can have your copy by writing to me and asking for it to Pastor Sheldon Emery, America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona. The zip code is 85010. In this first part of Joel, we see that these locusts, these things which are eating up this land described in Joel, is actually a people, because it says in verse 6, for a nation, or that word is translated many places, the Old Testament, a people, for a people is come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great bear. He hath laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree. And as you read the description there, part of which we read last week, you will see that it is a description of a land that is slowly and then more rapidly being made desolate, and its wealth is being taken. Now this prophecy of Joel is not to be taken lightly. God shows the importance of it by some of these verses, such as verse 15, alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. So these events that are happening here, according to the prophet, are the events that would happen in the day of the Lord. Now there also is an urgent call to God's people. That is repeated several times in this very short prophecy. As an example, verse 14 of chapter 1, sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders, all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. This time, and these events, these things happening are so terrible, God says, call the people of the land into the house of God and cry unto the Lord. The first verse in chapter 2 reads, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. And he describes that day of the Lord as a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds in a thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountain, a great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. And then he describes what these people do when they come upon the land of God's people. And you listen, this description of the desolations brought by these people who are called locusts in the first chapter. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yes, the land that was productive and wealthy and prosperous is literally destroyed by these people called locusts. And God tells the prophet to cry out and warn and blow the trumpet in Zion. I believe, I hope and pray anyway, and many of my listeners will see that those locusts, those cankerworms, those caterpillars are actually the great financial institutions and even the government itself, which is eating up the wealth and production of God's people. And this time is so terrible that God tells the prophet to warn his people. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. This is repeated a little further on in the same chapter, chapter 2, after he gives further description of the destruction brought on this great and prosperous nation by the locusts and the caterpillars. In verse 15 of chapter 2, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Yes, this is a time of tribulation and trouble and necessity for God's people to come into the house of the Lord and find just what it is that is happening to them. Now, you may think that Pastor Emery is pretty materialistic when he talks about the wealth of the nation being taken from us. Because what are we told by most of the evangelists and ministers today? Well, they say nothing in the world means anything. What you want is your eternal home in heaven. Well, brother, sister, read the prophets. What is the call to the prophet? To warn God's people that the land is being destroyed, that the people are being destroyed. While the great evangelists call for the saving of souls, as far as I know, there is not one well-known evangelist in America who will expose the iniquitous money usury debt system that is destroying America. And as that material wealth is destroyed, the spiritual life of the nation is being destroyed with it. Jesus Christ told us, ye cannot serve God and mammon. And yet we, because of our delinquency in teaching God's law, because of our delinquency in warning the people of mammon, we have become a nation serving mammon. Wealth of America is being taken into the hands of the international banking money system called mammon in the Bible. It's also called Mystery Babylon, Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth in Revelation 17. And you should read those two chapters, Revelation 17 and 18. For that Mystery Babylon is identified by the angel in Revelation 17, verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, and a city in Bible prophecy, symbolism, is a system, is that great system which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Yes, the international banking system operated out of Switzerland, London, Paris, and New York controls all of the wealth and trade of the world, and through that control, it controls most of the governments, including government of the United States of America. In my booklet, which you can have by writing to me, titled Billions for the Bankers, Brings War, Taxes, and Debts to the People, I have reproduced some quotes from some very well-known Americans, including past presidents. Here is a direct quote by Thomas Jefferson. Quote, "I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. Already they have raised up a money aristocracy that has set the government at defiance. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs." End of quote. And my booklet, of course, shows that that was not done. And in 1913, upon the passage of the Federal Reserve Act, all control of all money, credit, and other sources of a medium of exchange in America passed completely and totally into the hands of the bankers. President James Garfield, quote, "Whoever controls the volume of money in any country is absolute master of all industry and commerce," end of quote. And the Federal Reserve System, which is a privately owned banking system, not a part of the government, controls all money and credit in the nation. And what is happening to America? We are being robbed and spoiled, just as God's people are described to be robbed and spoiled by the prophet Joel. And this robbery is so great and so terrible that God has the prophet warn us 3 times to blow the trumpet, sound the alarm, assemble the elders, and gather in the house of God to pray, because the locusts are destroying his land. Horace Greeley, a well-known author, quote, "While boasting of our noble deeds, we are careful to conceal the ugly fact that by an iniquitous money system, we have nationalized a system of oppression which, though more refined, is not less cruel than the old system of chattel slavery." President Woodrow Wilson, quote, "A great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of the nation and all our activities are in the hands of a few men. We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the world. No longer a government of free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of small groups of dominant men." End of quote. That quote is from 1914, 60 years ago. The President of the United States 60 years ago told America, "We are controlled by the people who control our money." Sir Josiah Stamp, who was the president of the Bank of England in 1920s, made this quote, an amazing quote coming from a banker, but you listen to it. Quote, "Banking was conceived in iniquity and was born in sin. The bankers own the earth. Take it away from them, but leave them the power to create deposits, and with the flick of the pen they will create enough deposits to buy it back again. However, take it away from them, and all the great fortunes like mine will disappear, and they ought to disappear, for this would be a happier and a better world to live in. But if you wish to remain the slaves of bankers and pay the cost of your own slavery, let them continue to create deposits." End of quote. What he was referring to, of course, is the money monopoly that has been given to the Banking Confederation to allow them to create money out of nothing. And in my booklet, Billions for the Bankers, Brings War, Taxes, and Debts to the People, I show the process whereby large commercial banks can create billions, yes, not millions, but billions of dollars worth of credit, which they can lend to people, to industry, and to other concerns, at a cost to themselves of a few $100s. Many Americans do not know how the system operates. And yet this system operates in such a way that the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, the people are losing their homes, their farms, their businesses, and they do not know how it is happening. I have a recent column by Tom Anderson. Quote, "Federal spending has mushroomed from less than $4 billion in 1922 to more than $315 billion per year in 1974. That's about $6,000 for an average family of four. 25% of our total federal debt was piled up during Richard Nixon's first term. Our total national debt is now about $100 billion more than the combined public debt of all the countries of the world. 88% of the interest on our federal debt is paid to the international bankers and the Federal Reserve, a privately owned corporation. This interest, more than $21 billion per year, is more than the total debt was when Franklin Delano Roosevelt took office in 1932, and it is also more than the total cost of running our federal government for the first 118 years of our nation's history. I perhaps should explain that. What he said was the interest on the federal debt for 1 year is more than the total money spent by the United States government in the first 118 years of the nation's history. The amount spent per family of four in 1 year for the federal budget is $6,000. Many of you people earn about $12,000 or $13,000 a year. Some of you have to work husband and wife in order to do that. Yet your government is spending the equivalent of $6,000 for every working man in America. Where is it going? Is it going into the hands of the people? No nonsense. It is being robbed and plundered from them, and it is so terrible that God Almighty describes it through the prophets, and he says, "Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble." And then he describes a people who come up on his land and rob and plunder it to the extent that it can be described as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. John Maynard Keynes, who was a so-called economist of the New School, who wrote books which were studied by politicians all over the world, had this to say, quote, "By a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate, secretly and unobserved, an important part of the wealth of their citizens. The process engages all the forces of economic law on the side of destruction, and it does it in a manner which not one man in a million is able to diagnose. Richard Nixon, the President of the United States, has stated, quote, 'I am a Keynesian.' In other words, Richard Nixon subscribes to the policy of continuing inflation in order to confiscate the wealth of the nation from the people and pass it into the hands of the wealthy. That is actually what is happening, and of course at the very time it is being done, the politicians keep saying, well, we're trying to save you people, we're trying to stop inflation, and so on. No, my friend, they are not trying to stop inflation. They are deliberately causing the reduction in the value of the money that you have in order to confiscate from you your real wealth, your property, your homes, your farms, and your small businesses. That is what God Almighty is describing here in the prophet Joel. It is also described in Amos and Hosea and some of these other books of the prophets. Now, my booklet, Billions for the Bankers Brings War, Taxes, and Debts to the People, is in effect a short outline study book showing you the method of confiscation of your property in such a manner, as John Maynard Keynes says, not one man in a million is able to diagnose. That method of confiscation is diagnosed in my booklet, and I know of thousands of individuals who have read this short 20-page article, and they now understand what is happening to them, just as God has given us to understand in the prophecy. You may have your free copy of my booklet, Billions for the Bankers Brings War, Taxes, and Debts to the People, along with an 8-page written report of our visit to the members of Congress this year by simply writing to me, Pastor Sheldon Emery, at America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona. Zip code is 85010. You either ask for the May packet of literature, or you can ask for the booklet, Billions for the Bankers brings war, taxes, and debts to the people, or at least use some part of it, such as billions for the bankers. The address again, Pastor Sheldon Emery, America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona. The zip code is 85010. Now, for those who might want a more detailed study of the system in relation to the Bible, you perhaps realize my short 20-page booklet cannot go into the biblical law to any extent, and it does not. We have another book titled America's Ultimate Weapon. This was written by a Minnesotan by the name of Hans Miller, who lived through the Depression, actually organized in the state of Minnesota a self-help group which operated on the farms and in the communities in central Minnesota, and they created their own money and kept themselves from suffering the lack of money that was brought on by the bankers in the 1930s. As I explain in my booklet, the Depression of the 1930s was caused not by a shortage of food, not by a shortage of land, not by a shortage of factories or raw materials, but by a deliberate shortage of money and credit brought upon the American people by the criminal banking system, in which hundreds of thousands of families lost everything they owned, their farms, their businesses, and their money to the bankers. And Mr. Miller has written a book that gives you the scriptural way out of our problem. You may not agree with all that he has to say. He studies money, debt, land, and God's law in relation to these things. You may have that for an offering of $2. Send it to the same address and ask for America's Ultimate Weapon. America's Ultimate Weapon. This is a 180-page hardcover book for an offering of $2 or more. And you people who listen to this broadcast regularly, you remember us in prayer and with your financial support when you write. Until next week when I return and begin the study on the pestilence that is upon us, you pray for this broadcast and for me. Until then, goodbye. God bless you. Read your Bible and pray for Christian America.